Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sorry, I'm just pushing all my buttons and getting myself set up over
what
here.
What now?
Pushing on my buttons, Vin.
All right.
Got to get my buttons on. Figure out what I'm doing over here. Happy birthday, Yuzette.
Today's the day. Was the show last night?
I believe it was.
Yeah, she posted one picture I saw on Facebook of her sitting in her seats, but I couldn't tell how close she was to the stage or anything.
Let me look her up. She's on Instagram, at Yuzette.
She is. Not a lot of Yuzettes in the world.
We sent her to Vegas for her birthday. Well, we bought her tickets to...
We got her tickets for Elton John. We found out she was going, so we said, hey, we should stoke her out. Let's do that. U-Z-E-T-T-E.
What is Yuzette, it like? Under her name, it says Radio Chick.
Uh-huh.
Pop culture freak, classic rock, cars, and reality shows.
Oh, funny.
Yuzette channel YouTube for products you want to know.
Yeah.
You want to know.
Here's her posting food. Early dinner before Elton John show. That looks like crab legs, potato.
She loves crab legs. She's all about them.
And then, I don't know what that crap is. What does it say? Oh, breakfast at Casa de Ordóñez.
Oh, so she's posted a few things.
Yeah, I don't see anything from her seats, though. Do you?
Yeah, there's a picture of her sitting in her seat with her wonderful husband beside her.
What page? Did she put that on the Yuzette channel? Or on the...
I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not on... whatever.
Looking at Instagram?
Good for her.
Yeah. It is. It's great.
I just hope she didn't get too ripped too early.
Yeah, I mean, that was her plan, right? To hold off, to make sure that she could enjoy the show. And,
right.
You know, you don't want to be wasted for the big show.
We all know Yuzette likes to party down.
Listen, I like to party down, too. People like to party down.
Right.
And she goes crazy. She goes nuts. And she knows her limits, so she knows she needs to wait until after she's done with the Elton John show before she gets started. You want to remember these things.
Right.
You want to feel like you were actually there.
And not look at the pictures and go, is that what that looked like?
Boy, I was kind of a mess.
Anyway.
The messy part can be afterward.
What's up with you?
I'm super sick. If Yuzette was here and it was a regular day, I just would have called it today. But we have the...
You've been sick for like a month.
I know.
Why don't you get over it already?
I wish I could. I was feeling better, and then my son brought it to my house last weekend.
From school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that great?
I know.
Great.
He was whining all weekend. Now it's my turn to whine. But man, yesterday morning I had a little sore throat and I was kind of like, oh no, what's this? And then by yesterday afternoon I was just like on the couch moaning. Oh.
So this is a fully other sickness. You were sick before and now you got something different.
This does seem to be something completely different.
Dang,
I know. I'm so PO'd.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, me too. Our makeout session for later is canceled. I already let the other guys in on the news. Sorry, Vanessa, the new girl. It's not going to happen.
Are you okay with that, Vanessa?
I'm okay with it.
You kind of bummed, though. You're looking forward to it.
Yeah?
No. I don't want to be sick.
Yeah, that's why it's canceled.
Right.
Vanessa, you ever kiss another girl?
No.
Oh,
no,
sure.
I haven't.
Oh, really? Never?
Never.
Right into the mic.
Well, she's young.
Sorry.
Well, she's young.
She has plenty of time.
You think everybody kisses another
girl? I don't know. Seems
a girl. All girls kiss
maybe
a girl eventually?
Maybe, are you really anti that?
No.
Yeah. How old are you?
I just really like guys.
Yeah.
Haven't been like, ooh, you're sexy. Let me kiss you. girlfriend.
That's weird because that's exactly what I say in my head. But oh, you're sexy. Let me kiss you, girlfriend. Yeah. Speaking of kissing girls, Hot Ass Danielle's coming to the secret show.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, I posted a picture of you making out with her from our last Halloween secret
show. That's what I'm recalling right at this moment.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yep.
She's a gamer.
She is the people like to party, Vinny, as we pointed out earlier.
I can't remember what we asked her about. Something about getting naked, and I swear you could see and hear the wheels turning, and she didn't do it, but it seemed like for a second
there,
she was
thinking about it.
She was going to go for it.
What was this, at a secret show or
something? I think it was at our Halloween event. The last one. The one where you made out with her.
I didn't make out with her. You guys are just the king.
Please, I have a picture of you making out with
her.
Yeah,
but I didn't make out with her. Like, one, when you captured that moment, it was... And there's so much pressure from you guys. It's always like, make out with her.
Oh, my God.
Make out with her. And I hate it.
How dare you?
I don't want to.
Oh, right. So difficult.
I'm like Vanessa. I'm not into chicks. I never look at a girl and say, you're sexy, we should kiss.
Please, you had a girlfriend when we went to Vegas. Oh, there they are.
Jenny was my girl. Oh, there they are.
Good
Happy
for them.
Happy birthday, Yuzette.
Johnny V in his uniform.
I know.
Button shirt.
Button down shirt. Wonder if he's got the chinos on.
Probably.
Yeah. That's cute. Good. I hope she had a great time.
Yeah. And she looks...
I hope she's still going. She looks
happy.
Beautiful. I had no idea we'd all...
Present.
Not cross-eyed.
Right. No. She's clearly holding the phone for the selfie. And
good job, Yuzi.
Yeah. It's good. It's good that, we're all still rocking in our 50s. I didn't realize that was going to be... I thought, when I was 30, I'm like, when you're 50, what? You just, like, sit down on the porch? And that's it? You know?
You did?
I did. And 50s seemed old to me. And now I'm like, it's just more of the same.
Yeah,
I still feel like you're in the prime.
Hardly changed at all. I still have the same... desires. I just have too many chores to enjoy all the desires.
There are a lot more responsibilities,
dude,
when you're 50.
I got home yesterday. Look at that grate above you.
Yeah.
See that thing?
I do.
Okay, we got one of those in our ceiling. It's a usual whatever that is. Is that the air filter?
Well, yeah, that's actually an air dispenser, but you're talking about like the intake for your...
Okay.
Your...
That thing had just fallen out of the ceiling. It's at least 15 pounds and made of steel. And has four sharp corners on it.
That could have killed somebody.
It could. Well, for sure, the little one.
Oh, I was thinking of the cat.
Oh.
Meow. Where am I? I don't know this house.
I see it on the ground, and I see it's missing a clip.
Oh.
There's two clips that clearly it turn in to latch it up.
So they stuck it up there with one clip?
I guess. I don't know. We've only been there a week, I think we've been there a week.
Yeah.
So who are you going to sue?
Well, I'm not going to sue anyone, but my first thought was that the missus took it out for some reason, or maybe it was my first hope. Like, what? I don't know what kind of half-assed job this is.
A grate with, like, the paper, the cardboard filter thing with the
filter's
piece.
Still up there.
Oh.
That stayed up.
But the cover...
The cover
is...
dropped out of the ceiling.
Where were you when this happened?
I was walking into the house to change real quick and go do my next pile of stuff and saw that and thought, I wonder why she would leave that like that. That really doesn't make a lot of sense. And
is
I picked
it right
it
there
up
in, the in the front hallway?
In the middle area upstairs. Like off of this landing is all the bedrooms.
Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But it's just a trip. The thing just... That could have killed somebody for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sent somebody to the ER.
Did you get it back up there?
No, I got to go buy a new one.
Oh.
No, it's all bent. And all of a sudden I'm looking at it and it's kind of bent and janky and missing a thing.
You may have to call whoever the maker of your furnace is. That's a furnace intake, and I don't know. I don't know. Are they standard sizes?
Can you just already go went to Home Depot, and they do not have them.
Yeah, you need to call whoever makes your furnace. They should come out for a check anyway.
Wow, really?
Yes, and they probably...
Man, that's bogus.
How much is that going to cost?
It doesn't even matter. I went to Home Depot at like 4. I went...
Figuring I'll get that,
I had this
off
whole
my
list of stuff to do, and then I got a call from a buddy who was like, dude... Drop it. Go surfing. What's wrong with you? And I did.
Oh, I knew it. I was like, when did the surfing happen? Well, I've been hearing everywhere how great it is
yeah,
right now.
Well, I had to squeeze that in. That was just it. There was no way I was going to... I waited all summer, and we've been through...
You love the fall.
I haven't been through a North Bay mess. I mean, we certainly haven't dealt with anything on fire.
Right.
But we've had a lot of stuff, and I just wanted to go surfing, so I did. But anyway, at 4 in the afternoon or whatever it was, I run over to Home Depot, and they just don't have it.
Yeah. No, they usually are. They come with the unit. And there should be, on the furnace itself, there should be a little sticker that says who installed it and when the last time it was looked at. It's on wherever your furnace is.
I know where it is.
In the attic?
Or in the basement, one or the other.
Or his is probably in the attic since the intake.
Yeah, right.
In the sky, right?
Yep.
Do you file a report or anything?
A report? with whom would he file said report? The Homeowners Association of the World?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, that was on my... Holy crap. That just jumped into my day. Like, truly jumped out of the ceiling and into
my
day.
One more thing to put on the list.
Super duper.
Yeah.
So great being grown up.
Yeah, it is. Adulting. It's the best. And as you're hitting 50, it's like more than... And you have a kid now. I mean, boy, that really triples the workload.
Well, it's cool seeing a kid that just...
Right, Bryn?
Yeah.
Oh, Bryn.
Any minute. Bryn's still here.
Woo!
Good job, Bryn. It's cool, though, because I do want my kid to be a kid and not have grown-up worries.
Of course.
And it's fun to watch how she's like, walks right up while you're in the middle of something and goes, "Do you want to play with me?"
What do you say?
No, I can't play with you. I'm doing the dishes.
Yeah, you want to help me wash the dishes? Well, you can't because you break things. I remember we used to have a set of plastic cups and plates and, like, you know, plastic silverware so that when the kids wanted to do, because, you know, you'd be standing there doing the dishes and they got to bother you. And then I'd be like, "Oh, you want to do some washing up?" And I'd get their plastic stuff, put it in the soapy sink, and let them.
You know what,
they like it.
You learned that from the first, and right?
Right.
Because I've seen the missus do things like she handed the kid a pack or a big thing of brown sugar and was like, "Okay, just play with that on the table. It'll be fine." And then you hear a crash, and the kid comes running and goes, "Mom, I spilt it." And she's all, "No, you did not. You didn't spill it."
Well, of course you did. You don't give her sugar.
A big thing. It just... And you don't even know how that stuff spreads. And actually, brown sugar's kind of sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so funny to watch her pick that up.
You didn't go help?
No way. She handed the kid a big thing of brown sugar. Who does that?
A dummy. You got to put that... Your girl's a dummy. If she's going to play with brown sugar, you put her out in a table, like in the far corner of the yard.
Not to mention, Dad eats that on his oatmeal, so I don't know what that was all about either. Like, you handed her the stuff I eat. Okay.
That's my stuff. I don't want the stuff that's on the ground now.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, you learn those things.
You do.
One at a time.
Yeah.
The hard way.
Well, you know, the first time your kid drops a glass thing and breaks it, you say, "Well, there's no more glass. I've learned."
It's just...
I guess all our cups are going to be plastic
endless now.
It's
yeah. And the lids.
Oh, yeah. You got to have the lid. Oh, my God. The lid is the best thing.
I gave her a smoothie without a lid. And
what
2 seconds
were you thinking?
Later, it's on the floor.
What were you thinking?
And I'm like, "God."
She's all, "Oopsie." That was you. That was on you.
No, I know. And I'm just saying, it's all these things where you just go, "Wow. You're 4.
Yeah.
And you got a smart mouth on you. Mm. And yet you can't keep...
And you got butterfingers.
You can't keep liquid in the cup.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yep, kids. The joy of watching your house go to S.
I've heard it so far this morning, the joy of parenthood and the joy of homeownership.
Yeah. Well, you can't have nice things and kids.
You also heard about the joy of surfing. I got to go and enjoy the sunshine.
Joy of sickness.
The weather.
You know.
It's beautiful out.
It's been a lot of stuff.
I got some exercise. I hung out with my friends.
That's good.
We laughed, like, chilled, like 8-year-olds.
That's how many... Nice. Who did you hang out with yesterday? Who did you go
surfing
with?
Peter Cook.
No, Peter Cook is in Disneyland, actually.
Shame.
What's he doing there?
He's got 3 kids.
Oh. He's doing his fatherly duty. It's so fun.
It is so fun. Mm. Well, if you do it right, it's so fun.
Yeah.
I swear I watch people when I was there, and they did not look like they were having fun.
The kids are having a ball, though, and that's
I don't know.
Important.
That's the thing. They brought. I think if you bring a kid that's too young, I don't know what's wrong with you or why you did that. Maybe it's for the pictures, but it seems to be more struggle than it's worth.
Yeah, it's for the older kid because the older kid feels like, who's this new brat moving in on my territory? And then they go, oh, we'll take our older kid to Disneyland to show him we still love him.
Oh.
You know.
And then you're...
And then there you are, saddled with your baby. Your
whatever.
Baby. Yeah, it's no fun.
Well, Hooman, you know, tell us about the joys of
singlehood.
Yeah,
of singlehood. What did
you
do?
Sleep with a random loose woman last night?
Hey!
You could have, but did you? No.
I got a massage yesterday.
That was good. That's what a single guy does.
I had lunch with a buddy who showed up 40 minutes late.
Oh,
that was pretty disrespectful.
Isn't that half an hour? He's just a no-show and you leave?
Yeah.
Then why
so
were you
left?
Still there?
No, I waited.
And why?
Was he texting you saying I'm late?
Because
no, he has a title.
What's his title?
He doesn't have a title.
He's got to have
Who
a title.
Who is he?
Rob. His name is Rob.
Rob.
Rob of no title.
So Rob was busy and, you know.
He just apologized for 25 minutes of our lunch, but I ate really fast and was like, all right, I got to bounce. He didn't seem very regretful, but. I don't know.
He apologized for 25 minutes. How regretful does he need to be?
I don't know. 40 minutes, man.
Did he text you?
Well, I sent him a text. He didn't text me back. I sent him a message on Facebook. He didn't Facebook me back. And then I sent him a message on LinkedIn, and he wrote me back on LinkedIn. Like the worst one of
really?
The three.
You really communicate with people via
LinkedIn.
Even Facebook, too, really?
I know.
Yeah, I do it all.
Well, it's a good thing you're linked up on LinkedIn, man.
Guess so. Yeah. You're hands down the most well-connected person we know.
What does Rob do?
Yeah,
he works for some bank.
Excuse me.
Some Spanish bank.
Some Spanish bank?
Yeah.
So you're never dating him again, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably.
Yeah.
That's. And then last night was the Fall Antique Show, but I didn't go. I just.
Oh,
come on.
Where is that the one at Fort Mason?
Yeah. Did you want to go?
I didn't even know it was happening.
Oh, last night was the gala event.
I see.
So I just, but you know, no one's here and
you seem sick.
Did Rachel go to that?
No, she's busy with her.
What's she busy with?
Well, she lives where the fires were.
Oh.
So she got evacuated a bunch and had to go home.
Is her house okay?
It is, but she was freaking out. She, you know, well, 2 weeks.
Understandably.
2 weeks of just kind of sitting there waiting, not going to work, trying to breathe fresh air.
Yeah.
She was always driving to Ocean Beach, getting fresh air, driving back.
Oh.
Back and forth. Back and forth.
Horrible.
I sent that email, that article you did yesterday in the Chronicle about 8,000 homes that are gone to as many people as I could. It just seems like such a complicated issue because of the insurance.
Right.
Well, it's going to create a real problem for the North Bay because they want to rebuild, but people have, if it takes 3 years, 2 years to get your house rebuilt, that's 2 years of your life. Maybe you need to move somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then what are we going to see? New people running to the area as the homes are rebuilt.
And just scoop up huge swaths of land. I mean, the thing is, that's really valuable land, and it's going to change the whole
landscape. Maybe there'll be protections in place.
Maybe. You know, and that's the other thing is that not only does it take a long time to actually, you know, build a whole house, but there's a whole planning thing that goes along with it, too. Like, it takes forever to get permitted. In the best of times, it can take 8 weeks to get a permit or longer. And
is that Mill Valley or is that everywhere?
It's everywhere. It's a lot of where it has to go through planning and... There's like a building department, and I mean, everyone's got to sign off on these things. And, you know, I just think it's going to be tough. You know what's so funny? This morning on KCBS, because yesterday we were talking about tiny houses.
Yeah.
And Vanessa looked up all the tiny house shows that there's like 15 shows on HGTV. I was listening to this, like a father-son thing out of maybe Santa Rosa or Sonoma, and they're like, we slapped this house together. It's 8 feet by 19 feet. We put it on a trailer. It's got the, you know, and then he was giving whatever the, you know, the CBS reporter a tour through the thing, and it sounds super compact. He's like, you know, you could maybe be a couple with a kid, maybe two kids if they were little, but they built one. I think they're working on a second one, and But then I'm thinking, geez, so you're almost two in, and there's only 8,000 to go. Like, so many people just, they're a great idea. They're just not, you know, I just don't know how many people are going to be able to wait around for one of those and then for their house to get rebuilt.
I'm going to see if I can find that story on KCBS.
Yeah, see if you can find
it. Put it on our website.
Yeah, that would be nice. Oh, my goodness. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have a big movie review coming up today.
Yes, we do.
Our friend Rudy. What are you cackling
about? I'm laughing because we're 5 minutes late. It's so funny.
I know. I looked up. I'm like, well, look at that.
I feel like that's the new trend.
Just to go and go and go.
Well, until we run out of steam.
Yeah. I think yesterday we went to like 10 after.
Well, yesterday was exceptional.
Yeah, I mean, I got caught in traffic.
Oh, yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't even start till 5 late, of. That's right.
He was in a parking lot.
I know. God. Forget. I'm just going to push. I'm pushing play on the song. See you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.